Hear those sounds? This is Global Grooves. Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I like pretending that I have listeners from around the world because I know it's mostly the Northeast United States, but anyway, this is DJ Jake Simon and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Global Grooves. Glad to be back. I like shows on Mondays because I get to kind of recap what has been happening in the weekend. Fresh from a Thanksgiving break, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving with my family and some friends. It's always good to be around your family, especially times like this. Love and gratitude to everyone who's listening right now. I think I'm on the Kitchen Sonos Move in Ridgewood right now. Or maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm on your smartphone. Maybe I'm on the actual radio. We are an FM radio station. But today is a pretty chill day. I'm feeling very relaxed, very rejuvenated for my weekend, my break. We got about 2.5 weeks left of school, that of which containing finals. Not super pumped about those. But you know what? We're going to keep calm. We're going to groove through all of it. You know, when life throws some stuff at you, just keep grooving. So today we got a lot of cool stuff. This is Azimuth, a cool neo-funk soul group from the 70s from Brazil. We got some Chico Hamilton, some Mano de Bongo, some French music, some African music. A very special feature from Mali, West Africa. Watch this really cool 60 minutes interview about this very special instrument called the kora. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But for now, take a deep breath, drink some water, hug someone that you're near, sit back and relax and enjoy Global Grooves. The phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. You can call 855-915-9636, taking requests by phone, by email, by text, by Instagram message, by carrier pigeon, smoke signal, whatever you want. If you like it and it fits the theme, I will play it because I love my fans and my listeners. Oh, yeah. So anyway, I'll be back. Take this hour to enjoy yourself. A flight around the world, listen to various grooves of the global nature. This is Global Grooves.
for the Sudanese people. Everything at home was being powder room. We need a really agricultural revolution so as to get a solution of hunger. I'm feeling hungry, but I need nobody to give me something. Agricultural revolution, so as to get a solution of hunger. I'm feeling hungry, but I need nobody to give me something. I'm gonna dig the land, so I can't dig it anymore. We need nobody to give us something. We have to dig the land, so I can't dig it anymore. Solution of hunger. We need nobody to give me something. I'm gonna dig the land, so I can't dig it anymore. Dig it one more time. Everybody have to dig the land. Dig it. We need an agricultural revolution.
groovy. The song was called Groovy Flute by Manu Dibango. I've played Manu before on this radio show. I'm a sucker for on-the-nose song titles. You look at a song called Groovy Flute, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a groovy flute. I've been watching a lot of the World Cup recently because that seems to be the only thing that's on. It's nice to be involved in something or be watching something on TV that is good, that involves the world. Usually, at least with the people that I watch TV with or the people around me, you put on the news, you put on, you know, whatever show, you're going to see stuff happening around the world that is bad, because people like bad news more than good news. It sounds backwards, but it's more likely to be news and you're more likely to hear about it if it's really, really bad. I think that's something we need to fix. I think we need to all value good news just as much as we do bad news. We think that there's not a lot of good news out there just because we don't hear about it, when in fact, so many things are getting better. So many things have been progressively improving all around the world. And I just think we need to pay attention to that, because that will keep us going and not slow us down. Don't get me wrong, there's so much bad stuff happening, but there's always been bad stuff happening, and there's a lot of good right now. I digress. I've been getting more and more polemic on these shows, I've been realizing. Anyway, the World Cup. It's really cool to see everyone come together, stand behind their country. It is as much an exercise, it is much a political event or grouping of events as it is a sports event. And that's always been the case, but it just, especially now in this kind of post-COVID era, or during COVID era, however you'd like to think of it, things are really fraught in the world now. It's very interesting to see these matchups. It's kind of funny because, like, you know, England and the U.S. would be like, oh, it's the Revolutionary War. Like, oh, we're going to win independence again. You know, when Japan plays Germany, it's like Battle of the Axis Powers. It's just kind of funny to hold it up to, like, historical events and current events, these matchups. Also, just everything surrounding this specific World Cup in Qatar is crazy. There is so much political scandal, and it's just, it's like a, I don't know, these kind of scandals are like a real-life soap opera. It's like a reality show, but instead of, you know, preened-up actors and actresses, there are countries. So it's a little bit more weighty than, like, a Days of Our Lives. Especially in some countries where people have died, people will die, people will riot, people have broke things. Revolutions have started because of football, of soccer. Wouldn't say that the U.S. would do that. They're still greasing up telephone poles when people win the World Series. Talking to you, Philadelphia. But it's cool. It's fun to tap into. It's fun to kind of feel like a global citizen, feel like you're part of the world, seeing all these people come out to support these countries. And I like that kind of stuff, that no matter where you are, you can tap into, you can get it, feel like you're part of a bigger group, community, global community. And I'm really excited to see how this ends. I think Brazil is going to win it. But that's just my opinion. I'm not a sports commentator. Anyway, we got some more stuff coming up for you. I mentioned there's this artist named Sona Jobarte. She's originally from Gambia, which is in southwestern Africa. I found this, someone sent this 60 Minutes interview to me talking about how she's been this pioneering musical icon, especially in the West African musical world. And she's a professional virtuoso on this instrument called the kora. It's this stringed instrument. It goes back far back. One of the earliest instruments that has been discovered. And it kind of got lost. It wasn't used in traditional folk music. It wasn't used in contemporary music. But this woman, Sona Jobarte, revived the instrument, studied it in a classical setting. And she's the first female, specifically, within the tradition of this Gambian ethnic group that plays this instrument called the kora. And she kind of brings it and all the cultural heritage that comes along with it to the modern day world. It's really cool. She has some beautiful music. I love how she, in this interview, she's talking about how an instrument and music and a tradition of folk music is tied to a culture, and how it all is wrapped up in language and food and scenery. That's the heart of Global Grooves. It's to show how music is such a deep ingrained part of cultures all around the world, and especially specific instruments. And it's really beautiful to see someone bringing back the cultural importance of a specific instrument into like a modern context. And she's also an outspoken activist and gives a huge humanitarian advocate around Africa. So definitely check her out. Really amazing musician. She plays other instruments as well. This next one is called Mamaka. Goes out to my grandparents. And enjoy the sound of Sona Jobarte and her kora instrument.
Futa tajali asobe mato ninte butu mama ke itele yatina teye ninjali asiluta kang futani naruma. Thank you.
gila 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 oh oh jiki 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 gila 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 oni ki mo gbagbe oro wa jo so oni ki mo gbagbe oro wa jo ro oni ki mo gbagbe oro wa jo so oni ki mo gbagbe oro wa jo ro oro ife un lo se koko oro ife un lo se pataki oro ife un lo se koko se oro ife un lo se pataki weye weye go 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 weye weye go 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 ba weye weye go 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 weye weye Big me bamfa, it around reality. When you big me bamfa, it around reality. It make you rajoko feel the resile. 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 Ekurola la bakuewa o. Ekurola la bakuewa o. Ekuro la la bakuewa o, ekuro la la bakuewa o. Ibi ban re le mi o ma ba olo, ibi ban re le mi o ma ba olo, ibi ban re le mi o ma ba olo, ibi ban re le mi o ma ba olo. Oro ife un lo se koko, oro ife un lo se pataki, oro ife un lo se koko se, oro ife un lo se pataki. Uweye uweye. Gila 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 ah chiki 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 gila 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 eh chiki 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 oh oh gila 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 gila.
That was a crazy one. That was Tosin Arribasala, Oro Arjoso. That was a request from Evan Rubenstein, sports psychologist himself, from all the way from FSU. That was some really cool stuff. He has 46 monthly listeners on Spotify, so everyone get on that. That one's good to dance to. I'm getting reports that people are dancing all around Bergen County, specifically on the corner of Woodland and North Monroe. Now it's about time for a PSA. public service announcement for the benefit of all. This is called Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities across the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and it invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. That is foodnotbombs.net. I don't see how reading that slower made it any easier to spell, but that was a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the giant book binder of PSAs comes to a close. I wonder if I'll run out of PSAs to say on this show. Probably not. If so, I'll just start thinking of my own. I'm sure the FCC would be okay with that. That's a big problem in the world, food insecurity. I volunteer for the Tufts Food Rescue Initiative, which basically transports food from pantries and grocery stores and supermarkets around the Medford-Somerville area and brings them to organizations that make sure they get distributed and hosts open kitchens and basically pantries that hold these non-perishables for people to make use of, because that's one thing that I just find insane that is still an issue. There's so much food in this world. There's so much food waste. Here's my own PSA. Don't waste food. If something's about to go bad in the fridge, just eat it. Make it into something else. If your avocado goes brown, mix it with something else. It's still avocado. It just looks funny. Try to finish everything that's on your plate. If you're not going to eat it, don't put it on your plate. It is astounding the amount of food waste that is produced at home, at places like Tufts. And a lot of that can really be salvaged and put to use and given to people that are not as privileged and not as fortunate. So if I could have everyone leave today with a special message, something to take home with them, please don't waste food. Be mindful of it. It's something that we can actually work to make a difference towards. It feels like there's a lot of big issues that no matter what we do, it's not going to make a difference, but this actually will. I've made, you know, a permanent change in my life, or I at least try to keep doing that, not waste food, and I implore everyone to do the same. Anyway, I'm taking a trip to Paris, France, very soon, very excited, trying to get into the mood, trying to transport myself away from chilly Somerville, Massachusetts, and New England to a cafe in the countryside, not the countryside, either the countryside or a cafe in Paris, France. And I've been listening to a lot of this woman, Ria Bartok, from the 60s. I think she's born in Hungary, but she writes this beautiful French music. So we got some French tunes coming up. I have some more Fela Kuti, some more Afrobeat, some Piero Piccioni, who's a very romantic Italian crooner. And a lot of cool stuff. Keep grooving with us here on Global Grooves. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Écoute mon cœur parler d'amour à ton cœur. Écoute mon cœur.
Je ne l'entends plus, je suis perdue. J'ai si
thank you. is a new dance called Open and Close. I'm gonna sing, tell you about Open and Close. Oh. I want to tell you a story. They say no be story, oh. The thing where you be, then go tell us now. I want to tell you a story.
No be story, oh.
I want to tell you a story.
No be story, oh.
Where till you be, oh.
He be dance.
Where till you be, oh.
He be dance.
Tell me where till then they call. To do open and close. All you have to do is just open your arms and legs at the same time and close your legs and arms at the same time to the beat. Like this. Open, close, open, close, open, close, open, close, open and close, open and close, open and close, open. I want to tell you a story.
Nami story, yo.
I want to tell you a story.
Open and close.
Hey.
Hi, this is Pete.
And Jay.
And you're listening to
WMFO
Medford 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace, silently. And I know someone's used these words.
That is all for us today. In Global Grooves, it's EJ Jake Simon. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to Groovin'. Hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Rest of the weekend? What am I talking about? It is Monday. Rest of the week. I'm still on Thanksgiving time. Still digesting. This song is called Endless Love by Piero Piccioni. Endless Love, that's the way it's going out right now. Everyone, the love is endless. And don't waste food. And watch the World Cup. And focus on the good news in the world. That is all for me today. Next time I'll be on will be in the midst of finals, so let's hope that I in fact will be on air. Not next Monday, but the Monday after that, which is Monday, December 12th. So hopefully I'll see you then. For now, enjoy The Endless Love by Piero Piccioni. Until next time, everyone, this is Global Grooves.
Frases que eu...